Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The question Israeli leaders are asking is, how serious is the Iranian threat to the state of Israel? That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan joins me to explain the answer.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Israelis do not want Iran at their northern border. The question is being asked now with what they're saying in Iran. Iranian President Rouhani is making the statement, hey, we can get out of this nuclear deal within hours, restart our nuclear development program of a weapon of mass destruction. So, in fact, that question is being asked, especially by the Israelis. How serious do you believe this Iranian threat is, David?
Well, it's an enormous threat to Israel, and Prime Minister Netanyahu's made that clear so many times. There's no other country or no other group in the area that has the capability of existentially dealing with Israel. In other words, Israel's existence is in question. Hamas is not going to destroy Israel. The PLO is not going to. Lebanon's not going to. Jordan's not going to. Egypt even is not going to. But Iran says it's going to. We had another statement from the new army chief on Thursday in Iran, Jimmy, who said that Israel will not be in existence in another 25 years. And during that time, he said the martyrs of resistance will rise up and make sure that the Zionist entity is gone. Well, this only echoes what Ayatollah Khamenei has said many times and other leaders, but we continue to get these statements periodically from Iranian leaders, and they take it very seriously in Israel, and particularly because of the actions that are taking place on the ground. Prime Minister Netanyahu had demanded that all those centrifuges be removed from Iran as part of a final deal. That didn't happen. The White House didn't go along with that, and the other world leaders, and now the Iranians are in a position to restart that program at any time. And, of course, nuclear bombs can lead to the existence of a country disappearing, and that's the reality that Israel's facing.
David Dolan with the factual answer to the question, how serious is the Iranian threat to Israel? We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For almost 20 years now, the Iranians have been saying that they will wipe Israel off the face of the earth, a statement that is very similar to Psalm 83 and verse 4. Iran says that they can restart their nuclear program to develop a nuclear weapon of mass destruction within hours. The army chief of Iran said recently that they will rise up and destroy the Jewish state of Israel within the next 25 years. Iran's eschatology calls for the Mahdi, that's the Muslim Messiah, to come to power, kill all the Jews, and set up their caliphate headquartered in the city of Jerusalem. Ezekiel 38:5 and Joel chapter 2 verse 3 confirms that Iran and the Muslim world will indeed try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's God's word that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...